At the new Jerry World Stadium last weekend, the Jonas Brothers were in concert. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is a man who works a lot of the big shows around here. He is the usher from the American Airlines Center. He's the official octogenarian of our show, and he was working security at the Jonas Brothers show. It's Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Well, how are you young fellas doing this morning?
We're doing good. Great.
That's good. It's good to hear your voices.
Good to hear yours.
Thank you.
So how was the big show on Saturday night? Did everything go all right?
Well, you know, I'm out of retirement because I was noticing my mind was going. I needed to stay active, so I was, started working these stadium gigs, and it's just kind of progressed. Now it seems like they request me to work security at these venues, and Mr. Jones apparently personally requested that I come out there and work that Jonas Brothers show.
So wow, that's kind of a high honor there.
I want to thank him, and I tell you what, I haven't seen a group of screaming young girls like that since the first Frankie Sinatra concert I worked in 1921.
I don't know if that's right or not.
I don't know if you two young fellas have been out there, but that new stadium is something else.
Yeah.
Lordy mercy.
How about it, huh?
It's as fancy as Sunday lemonade. That's like nothing I've ever seen. Far cry from my world, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you, explain a little bit about how I was brought up.
But
I grew up in an old dog trot house, turn of the century, Van Zandt County.
Yeah.
Our house was made from hand-hewn logs.
Wow.
Didn't have no electricity. It was what they call a 2-0. You know what that means?
No.
Two bedrooms and no baths.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Did you have an outhouse?
The bath was called the creek. And the toilet was about 200 yards downhill in a stand of pecan trees where you'd find a shovel and a box of corn husks.
Oh, man, that's roughness.
That is old school.
But this new Jerry Stadium is so fancy. I don't know if you've seen it, but they have a large video television in it.
Video television.
And there's no way to describe the size of it. It's about as big as my hometown plus about 20 feet.
It's a big screen.
And oh, it has a great picture.
Uh-huh.
The level of detail is amazing. You could see every zit and pustule on them Jonas Brothers faces.
Oh, gosh.
I tell you, they need to spackle that lead singer with Clarasil.
Oh, those kids look fine.
Looks like some young ruffian took a cheese grater to his face.
Oh, it doesn't look that bad.
Every kid goes through that.
But I personally was working in Mr. Jerry Jones' suite.
Wow.
Ooh.
It's pretty fancy, too. The decor inside it can best be described as hillbilly chic.
Hillbilly chic, huh?
Oh, I'll tell you, Jar, it's very Graceland-like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shag carpeting and velvet paintings of tigers and things like that. Working moonshine still in there. It's got a gun rack and some stuffed javelinas and a birthing table. When they have the babies.
What the heck?
Well, that is backwoods.
Mr. Jones was in rare form during this fair Jonas Brothers concert.
So he was there.
He
huh?
was there.
Oh, he was there. Sure, he's with his boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we went 10 minutes into the show. We were probably in their second song. And he took a shot of Crown whiskey. Punched Steven across the jaw and screamed, "I've never felt this alive." Then he said something to the effect of, "The Jonas Brothers kick all kinds of ass."
Jerry did that.
I have no idea he's such a big Jonas Brothers fan.
Oh, yeah.
Gordon would react that way.
Now, Jared Jr., he didn't seem to like the Jonas Brothers.
Oh,
he,
really?
Yeah, he was more of a Miley Cyrus fan.
Oh, yeah.
He was decked out in his Hannah Montana wig, Miley Cyrus T-shirts, and had all his rambunctious second-grade friends up there with him, even the Miley Cyrus pennants and pom-poms. But Stephen was all excited about them Jonas Brothers.
Stephen was.
No, he said, Daddy, I don't like football. Can we just have the Jonas Brothers play here every weekend?
He doesn't even want the Cowboys to play.
Oh, and Mr. Jones says, Damn it, Stephen. Now, I done made good on my promise to your mama to have them play here for your birthday here. But now I'm done with it. And he took a shot of that green alcohol right from the spigot of the still and then shot a T-set with his 12-gauge.
Wow.
And that's God's honest truth.
This is the kind of stuff you only get from Jesse.
All right, fellas, I'm
going to
let y'all go, and you have a good morning.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's Jesse the Usher with details from the Jonas Brothers concert. Oh, my gosh.
What a wild time.
All right, we got the NBA draft tonight. What we think the